Just what are the Trump administration's aims with Venezuela? An increasingly urgent question as the U.S. ramps up pressure on the South American nation and its leader, Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. has seized another oil vessel departing the nation's coast, the second in as many weeks, with the Reuters news agency now reporting the Coast Guard is pursuing a third. The moves come after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. The president says Venezuela is now surrounded by what he called the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. And the administration has orchestrated a series of deadly strikes on boats in the area, which it says were being used for drug trafficking. The most recent attack, which occurred on Friday, took the death toll to more than 100 people. Charles Shapiro is the former U.S. ambassador to Venezuela. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Barbara. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Charles, first of all, just your reaction to news of a seizure of a second tanker with possible reports, with reports of a third being pursued.
Yeah, apparently a third is being seized right now by the U.S. Coast Guard. Seizing tankers pressures the Venezuelan economy. It doesn't pressure Maduro directly. And blowing up speedboats, including all over the Caribbean and in the Eastern Pacific, has no impact on Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela. But what President Trump is doing is turning up the pressure, turning up the dial on Maduro.
Why exactly? Just explain to us.
Okay, good. First of all, we have to note that when I was ambassador in Venezuela, Australia closed its embassy there because there was virtually no trade between Australia and Venezuela due to the policies of the Chavez government, which had been followed by Maduro. Maduro is an illegitimate president. He stole the 2024 election, didn't even bother to hide the steal of the election. So one of President Trump's goals is to get Maduro out of office. He's got secondary goals as well. One is to put the squeeze on Cuba. Venezuela has been supplying Cuba with very cheap, almost free oil for the past 20 years. And to the extent that that oil is cut down, that squeezes Cuba even more. Another secondary goal would be to deport Venezuelans from the United States. You can't do that. And there's 700,000 Venezuelans in the U.S. under temporary status because Venezuela is too dangerous to go back to. So if you get rid of Maduro, then there's no reason for those people to be in the U.S. And the U.S. government could insist they should return to Venezuela. And finally, and this is to my great surprise, is that the president's MAGA base of support apparently loves blowing up these speedboats. And they think that it's going to stop drug addiction in the United States and drug overdoses in the United States, which it will not.
You've said Maduro is an illegitimately elected president, but can you get rid of him by illegal means?
Well, the question there is what's illegal and what's not.
No, I mean, you tell
us. Enough pressure on him, President Trump presumably has a menu of options that he can follow. The last option is actually putting U.S. troops on the ground in Venezuela, which I hope the president does not want to do. But to get Maduro out, he's got to convince him that he's willing to do that. And so that's what we're seeing. The Venezuelan opposition and from the results of the 2024 election, that's the overwhelming majority of Venezuelans, would love to see U.S. invade Venezuela, put troops on the ground, nation rebuilding and reestablishment of democracy in Venezuela.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm Barbara Miller. I'm speaking with Charles Shapiro, the former U.S. ambassador to Venezuela. Charles Shapiro, Donald Trump also appeared to name another possible motivation for this campaign. He said Venezuela has stolen oil, land and other assets from the United States. That was in a social media post. Can you just explain to us what the thinking is there?
You've asked me an impossible question, and that is to explain the thinking of stuff that's incorrect. I mean, Venezuela back in, I want to say it was 2007, nationalized the oil concessions of three U.S. companies, as well as a number of European companies. The two of the U.S. companies have taken the Venezuelan oil company, PDVSA, to international arbitration and have won. I'm giving you way too much detail. The short answer is they've never been paid back. But this is U.S. companies, not the United States. There's no land that's ever been taken from the United States. And what you're talking about is essentially a commercial dispute here. I mean, President Trump also said that Venezuela is surrounded. You need to look at a map. You can't. It's not surrounded. It's got extensive borders with Colombia, Brazil, and Guyana.
You mentioned there that Donald Trump wants to get rid of Maduro. There's this explosive interview in Vanity Fair by Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, with this colorful line. She said Trump wants to keep on blowing boats up until Maduro cries uncle. Has that kind of lifted the lid, I guess, on any pretense that this is not the end goal? Is it now generally accepted that that is the goal?
Oh, I think that's the goal, and it's been the goal all along. And I think that as a smokescreen about drug trafficking, let me back up a little bit. There's no cocaine produced in Venezuela. There's cocaine that transits Venezuela en route mainly to Europe. Some of it goes to the United States. There's no fentanyl produced in Venezuela or Colombia. There's no fentanyl going to the United States from Venezuela. It's fentanyl that's killing tens of thousands of Americans. None of it comes from Venezuela. So this is, it's a pretext. And having said that, it's a pretext, which President Trump's supporters, both in Congress and among the general public, like. I mean, they are hoping that this will get rid of drug addiction in the United States, and that's not going to happen.
Briefly, if you could, where does this go next?
Well, if I knew the answer to that, I'm not sure I'd be on the phone with you. That's not entirely clear. Trump will keep turning up the dial on Venezuela. We'll continue to put the pressure on. But Nicolas Maduro, it's hard getting rid of a dictator, whether it's in North Korea or Russia or in Venezuela. And how do you get rid of that dictator? And why would he leave? If what he's looking forward to is, Belarus offered Maduro exile. I'm not sure that's particularly appealing to him. Would he be assassinated? Would he go to jail? He's committed crimes in Venezuela that he could be tried for. I mean, so to convince him that a better option for him is to leave the country than staying in the country is going to be very difficult to do.
Well, we'll certainly be watching. Charles Shapiro, thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara.